Close your eyes, watch your breath. And stay with the breath. Simply watching the breath from time to time is not going to make much of a difference. It's when you stay with it that it does make a difference. Because you're trying to develop new habits in the mind. So you have to keep coming back, coming back, coming back. The more consistently you can stay with the breath, the more you're going to see. We're deliberately expanding our attention span, because some of the things that happen in the mind give their results immediately, and others don't give their results until a little while later. And if you're not there consistently, you're not going to see the connection. It's all like walking in and out of a room where a TV is on. You see a little bit of the show, and then you walk away for a while, 10 minutes, come back, and something else has happened, but you're not sure what happened in the meantime. It's when you watch the show continually that you see, oh, this person said that, and that person said this, and this is why this happened. It's the same in the mind. If you want to understand your mind, you have to be willing to sit with it for long periods of time. And maybe nothing will show for a while, but every now and then something will happen. And then it will bear its results. And if you're there all the time, you'll see it. And John and Tyler make a comparison with hunting. You go out to hunt for an animal. You don't know when it's going to come by, but you do know the likely places where it might come. And you try to be very still and very observant all the time there. This is one of the reasons they say that when anthropologists go to study cultures where people are still hunting, and they try to learn all the various skills that the people in that culture have, they can pick up all the skills except for one. They've never been able to become good hunters, because it requires a lot of concentration and a lot of willingness to be very still and very alert. Well, that's precisely what we're trying to develop here as we meditate. We're not hunting animals, we're hunting down our greed, aversion, and delusion. And there's no way you're going to see through your own delusion except by being here consistently. So if the mind wanders off, you bring it back. It wanders off again, you bring it back again. You're trying to get it used to being here. At the same time, making the breath as comfortable as possible, as interesting as possible, so you want to stay. That way, whatever comes up in the mind, you'll catch it. Because you're here consistently and alert. So the different storylines in the mind show themselves for who did what and what gave what results. And it's good to remember that when the Buddha gave the shortest precis of his awakening, it was the principle of causality. In other words, how things work in the mind. Some things give their results immediately, other things give their results over time, which means you have to be here over time and be very present in the immediate moment so you can see all the causes and effects, figure out what's skillful, what's not skillful. And that's how the path develops.